This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There may be way too many department stores in America, maybe 800, one-fifth of the big stores that anchor shopping malls. A real estate consulting firm, Green Street Advisors, sees this as a kind of corporate bloat, although bringing the efficiency of these retailers back to levels of 10 years ago would cost jobs. Online competition is a big part of this. Visits to actual stores in the non-digital domain were down 6% at the end of last year. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman looks at retail's challenge.
Analyst Garrick Brown at commercial real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield says more stores are closing this year than at any time since the Great Recession.
Can you survive in this environment where you have to build your web presence? You know, if you're a chain like an Abercrombie, there's still room for you, but you don't need 1,100 units, maybe 700 or 600 stores.
E-commerce strategist James Keller has thought a lot about this brave new retail world. She headed up Walmart.com's mobile user experience team. She's consulted for Amazon and Starbucks.
People who are going to succeed recognize the nuances in how people want to purchase their particular product.
We're surfing retail websites on the big screen computer in Keller's home office in Portland. Her dog, Chewbacca, keeps her company when she shops. One of Keller's favorite sites is an upscale apparel brand, Icebreaker, specializing in wool sweaters and accessories.
They're a lifestyle brand, right? Tattooed guys, young, hip people saying, not your grandfather's woolly sweater. They describe their physical retail locations as touch labs because a lot of people hear wool and they think sort of itchy and scratchy.
Keller says for a tactile item like this, store and website should work in tandem, a teaser and a closer, the store to see and touch, the website to purchase in your pajamas. Same for other products where color or fit are crucial. Think yarn, furniture, or bathing suits. One challenge for online retailers is that web shoppers don't stumble on items they weren't even looking for and buy them, as often happens in a physical store.
Kind of like going to Nordstrom Rack, where you're never quite sure what you're going to find, but it might be interesting.
Keller says Amazon does a good job of recommending related items. Pinterest is great for this, too. But she doubts whether online sales engines will ever fully match the serendipity of a really good shopping spree. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.